The 123-room hotel, formerly affiliated with Ramada, will close its doors this Saturday after more than a year of financial troubles. It's been through two sheriff sales already, but both times the buyers failed to pay, sending the property back to the bank. During all of this, a court-appointed company kept the hotel running, but that will come to an end this weekend. Eau Claire Economic Development Director Mike Schatz says losing a major downtown hotel is concerning.
What it does affect is that sector of the economy for downtown that has a, you know, more of a tourism bent, because it brings in people that would be staying downtown in the hotel who might have some spin-off effects of going to restaurants and visiting the little shops and such.
Schatz says people are frustrated with the whole process, and some have even explored other options for the hotel, like turning it into apartments or student housing. But other developers have shown interest in relaunching the hotel. During the second sheriff's sale, a real estate developer from the Twin Cities made a bid but backed out at the last minute. Schatz says they're hopefully optimistic the property can once again be a successful part of Eau Claire's downtown.
I know there are players in the industry that are looking at it, so that's encouraging. We hope that the lender is able to work reasonably with a new player and that we can, you know, return this building to the status that we need.
A third sheriff's sale auction for the former Ramada is scheduled for December 3rd. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.